Hello?
Hi, is this Miss O?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depot Provera lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
No? Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depot for at least 1 year?
Yes, I have, still have a hole, I mean a space in my brain, size of a 50 cent coin.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay. And bear with me, you are willing to affirm to the law firm that you haven't, signed anything with any other law firm yet?
Sure.
Okay.
I hadn't signed.
And do you want to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember what year you were diagnosed?
1998.
98. Okay. And do you know anyone else that was also injured by the Depot Provera?
No.
No? Okay. And next here we'll go through the Depot information.
Mm-hmm.
Did you consume or use the brand, the name brand injectables?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you use it for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Did you have at least 4 injections in a year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what year did you estimately first start receiving the injections or pills?
Roughly. Hold 1 second.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Do you know what year, roughly, best to your knowledge, when you first started receiving it?
Maybe a year after. So it has been a year before that, which was 97. Oh, yeah.
97? Do you know when you stopped using it?
Yeah, after I had the issue. I can't remember what month, but it was 98.
1998.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's see here. So you did use it between 92 to present date then. Next here, we'll go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and we have your first name, G-E-M-I-K-A.
Yes.
And then Hill, H-I-L-L.
Uh-huh.
And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
12/3/74.
Okay, and then your social?
What do you need social for?
Oh, it would be for the medical record release forms.
Oh, you can find it through there. Oh.
Or your last 4 if you're not comfortable with the full.
375-84-8163.
Okay, and just to reconfirm, it was 375-84-8163.
Mm-hmm.
And then your date of birth was 12/3/1974.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then The email we have here is your last name, first name at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then is the phone number you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's your mailing address?
6942 New York Street, Unit A as in Apple, Houston, Texas, 77021.
Okay, perfect. And then, do you remember the diagnosing facility?
Yes, in Michigan. Maybe Hurley Medical Center.
It was in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
And you said Hurley Medical Center. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on Hurley Plaza in Flint, Michigan?
Yes, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, have you ever had any other prior cancer diagnosis?
No, that's it.
Okay. And then, did you have treatments at that same facility?
Yes.
Okay. And then, bear with me. Okay. The next one, do you remember the prescribing, so who gave you the shots or pills, what that facility was called?
I think it was Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood. In what city?
Flint, Michigan.
In Flint? Okay. Flint, Michigan. Okay, yes, I found one. It looks like it's on Beecher Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the pharmacy's, your pharmacy name?
I'm not sure. Oh, for now? Or
yeah.
Then? For now?
That would be fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the pharmacy I want anything sent to?
Yes, your current pharmacy.
Oh, Walgreens Pharmacy on Scott and OST, Old Starling. I mean, OST, Old Spanish Trail.
Old Spanish Trail. And what city?
Houston. Texas.
Okay. And then, bear with me. You would have a copy of the, well, not, if you don't have it, that's fine. But with
I
the
don't.
Doctors,
it was
least,
so long ago. I used to have it. Mm-hmm.
At least medical records to show your diagnosis.
I don't have it. I used to have it. I don't know what happened to it along the years.
But would the facility at least have a
copy? Yeah, I'm sure they do. They keep
okay.
stuff like that.
Okay. And would you be, if they needed you to, would you be able to provide it by mail or electronically?
Well, I don't live there anymore, so I live in Texas. So I have to go, if I have to go there, wouldn't be able to do it, but if they could email or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, so electronically, and then lastly here, we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add a emergency contact?
Sure.
Do they live with you?
1 second. Yes. How about 810?
They do live with you?
Oh, no, it's my mom. She lives in Michigan.
Okay. And then What's her name?
Mildred Gray.
You said it's your aunt?
My mom.
Oh, mom. Sorry. And then her phone number?
810-309-4073.
Okay. Perfect. And then lastly here, let me just make sure nothing else is needed. I'm just going to re-verify a couple things. You can get, just give me yes or no's. So again, you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And you had at least 1 year of, well, you used the product, the depo, for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And then you had 4 injections in a year?
Yes.
And you used the brand name Depo Provera?
Absolutely.
And you were diagnosed with the meningioma, and you are able, the doctors do have a copy of the medical records.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Sure.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.